What about after 5 years of tamoxifen? How do you approach that situation?
Of course, referring to the MA17 data where there was a substantial reduction in risk for letrozole versus placebo. And what we've been doing is we're offering it to people who've completed tamoxifen. Our experience has been if a woman is about more than a year after tamoxifen, they're really much less likely to be interested in taking another agent. But within a year, most of the women will accept another agent. And we've been using letrozole pretty much in that setting, even though now we end up having from ASCO, we do have some data for anastrozole for 3 years after either tamoxifen or tamoxifen plus aminoglutethamide.
And what do those data show for anastrozole after 5 years of hormonal therapy compared to what was seen with MA17 with letrozole?
Yeah, they look to be about comparable efficacy. Of course, the MA17, much bigger trial, done in a little bit more of a contemporary fashion when you don't have this complication of the aminoglutethamide tamoxifen combination as initial therapy.